Avalanche report for Tuesday, the 14th of January 2025. Wind slabs require caution. Weak layers in the old snowpack necessitate caution. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. The fresh and older wind slabs can be released by a single winter sport participant, in particular on west to north to east facing aspects. This also applies in isolated cases on steep sunny slopes at elevated altitudes. Avalanches can release deeper layers of the snowpack and reach medium size. Avalanches can be released in the weakly bonded old snow by a single winter sport participant. These avalanche-prone locations are to be found especially on steep west, north and east-facing slopes above the treeline. Caution is to be exercised in particular at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack, when entering gullies and bowls for example. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of a strong to storm force wind from northeasterly directions, avalanche-prone wind slabs formed in particular in gullies and bowls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. The fresh and older wind slabs are lying on soft layers in particular on steep west, north and east-facing slopes. Faceted weak layers exist deep in the old snowpack, especially on shady slopes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.7, snow pore zones in snow-rich surrounding. The tendency for Wednesday, the 15th of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.